and everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive a hundredfold and inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first. When I was in high school, my teachers used to assign our seating by our last name, Agnew. This meant I would either be given the first seat in the first row, or if Lisa Abrams was in my class, I sat in the seat behind her. It's funny how I became accustomed to being first, up front, or ahead of the line. It became a habit for me to automatically move towards the front of rooms or spaces. When my relationship with God matured, I found there was many opportunities for me to get behind and prefer others. What does it mean to prefer someone? It means to like one thing or person better than another or others you tend to choose. Romans 12 and 10 says, "Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor, giving preference to one another." Father, my desire is to be more like you. Your willingness to sacrifice your life for mine is the ultimate gift of providing me with preferential treatment. Because of your love, I have access to abundant life on earth and throughout eternity. Teach me how to love and put others before myself. Please demonstrate godly examples of choosing my brothers, sisters, family, and friends in a manner that honors you. Let my preferences display love, consider others' thinking, and put humility into action. Thank you for allowing my loving approach towards others in the earth produce a heavenly consequence in the life to come. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. I pray, amen.
Sheila Agnew is a believer, business owner, author, and more, modeling love for God and others.